Historically, the property tax has been the largest source of revenue for the Wisconsin Technical College System, a sore point for some taxpayers and the Wisconsin Realtors Association. In the last budget, the state put $406 million toward tech schools to put a damper on local property taxes. The association's Joe Murray supports the state upping its share to 45%, but urged lawmakers to consider funding tech schools in the future without any property taxes.
As hard as the legislature has tried to reduce property taxes through a number of different ways, from our experience after watching this debate over the last 30, 35 years, the only way you ultimately start and keep property taxes going in a particular direction is to take stuff off the property tax.
That leaves the question of where money for tech schools would come from and whether it's a stable source of funding, says Josh Ducalo. He's from the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce.
The same people who pay property taxes to support technical education, pay municipal taxes to support law enforcement, pay school taxes to fund primary education, pay income taxes to fund state services, and pay sales taxes when they shop or dine. To maintain our premier educational resources in Wisconsin, we will have to pay one way or another.
Ducalo and others also expressed concern about possible changes in governance of tech schools, saying a more centralized approach wouldn't be as quick to meet the needs of local business. He says each area of the state has different workforce needs that may not be suited for state control. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.